helps to stop abortion.
然后还有的人，他们可能去从这个技术层面去寻找这个答案。
After all, if we can see the baby before it's born, we can see the 4D ultrasounds. How can we do this such a thing?
因为随着技术的先进，我们现在可以甚至有非常清晰的彩这种彩照或者是超声波，可以让我们看见这个小孩的样子。
Right, with the ultrasounds, we can see the baby respond to us as we touch them as the sound hits their ears.
就由于这些技术，我们甚至可以看见这个在腹中的这个胎儿会对声音啊，对这个触摸呀、啊，都有他自己的反应。
Yet politics nor technology has stopped this genocide.
但是这个技术这个技术虽然说有这么高的技术，也没有对这个情况有所改观。
In today's passage, Daniel's facing similar kind of trouble.
在今天的经文中。但以理他所面对的情况也是这样一个也是这样一个窘境。
Israel had disobeyed God, and now they're being punished.
以色列他们当时违背了神，然后他们所得的结果就是得到了惩罚。
We reading other parts of the Bible that the children are poor, they're suffering, they're dying. They're in exile.
我们从圣经中其他的经节我们可以知道。他们是受极大的苦楚，也被流放。
The nation is paying for their sins.
这个整个的以色列的王国是为他们的罪所在付出代价的。
But to understand Israel's predicament, we have to go back to the covenant that God had made with them.
但我们如果回看一下的话，就看见当时神和以色列他们之间是建立了什么样的约。
So open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 19.
我们一起看一下出埃及记的十九章。
And this is the chapter right before God gives the Ten Commandments to Israel.
这就是
This is the chapter right before, yeah.
这就是在神他给以色列十诫之前的一些记载。
Right. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called him on the mountain and said, This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob.And what you did tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all the nations, you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites.
出埃及记三章十九章三章三节到十六三节到六节说，摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，小谕以色列人说，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上，带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Even though the whole earth belongs to God, He's choosing one nation to represent Him.
虽然这个全地都是属于神的，但是他只选择了一个国家，是属于他的子民。
Israel should be a kingdom of priests.
以色列是一个这些祭司的国度。
And as priests.The role of the priest is to bring people to God. Israel was to have such a relationship with God, a covenant with God, that people from all over the world would come to God.
所以说这些在以色列的祭司或者神职人员，他们的工作就是要，他们的工作就是把人带到神那里去。然后以色列就是这样，他们所国家所扮演的角色就是这样一个带人到主那里去的角色。
To be a kingdom priest, they had to obey God and keep God's covenant.
所以说他们因为有这样的一个角色，他们所要的任务就是要去服从神，要去顺服神。
A covenant is the terms of agreement, a terms of relationship between two parties.
这个约就是一个这个约在我们要解释这个约的话，它就是两个团体或者是两个人之间的一种关系。
It is similar but not the same as a contract.
它和这个我们现在所说的合同有相似之处。
In a contract, one party is obligated to another party to carry out certain duties in exchange for something else.
在这个我们现在的合约就是一方对另一方履行相应的承诺，然后换取他应得的。
So in a contract, like for example, a church is in a contract to buy this building.
就像我们在现在教堂在教会在买教堂这个过程中，我们和这个之前的房屋的屋主有一个合约。
So if all the terms of the contract are met, then we exchange money and we buy the building. The building is ours, the money is theirs.
所以说，当如果这个合约就是说，我们如果付掉他们所要的钱，然后这个房子都是符合条件的，然后他们就会把这个房子在法律的层面上给我们教会。
But covenant is more than a contract.
但是在我们说的和神的约，它是比这个比这个合同更广更大的。
Instead of dealing with exchange of property or service, a covenant binds two parties together in a relationship.
这个它主要的不同点就是这个约它是在两方之间有一个关系，而不仅仅是一个物质层面上的交换。
So this is a good concept. Contracts are limited by terms of exchange of property. This is yours, that is mine. But covenants involve exchange of life. I am yours, you are mine.
这个合约它在解释就是就是它只是一个物质上的交换。但是这个和神的约，它的意思就是有一层你中有我，我中有你的关系。
So this is why marriage would be a covenant and not a mere contract.
就像我们的婚姻，它就是一种我们两个人之间的约定，而不是一个合同。
So under the covenant, God says to Israel, "You are my people; I am your God."
在这个神的约中，神就和以色列，他们的约就是神是以色列的神，然后以色列是神的子民。
If you obey me, you'll be blessed in a certain way.If you don't obey me, you'll be cursed in this a certain way. But no matter what, you are my people.
如果你们守这个约的话，你们就会得到祝福；如果你们破坏了这个约的话，你们就有相应的惩罚。
So、
但是不管怎么样，这个约就是建立了这样一种关系。
So the Ten Commandments that follow in the next chapter of Exodus says these are the expectations of what you are to do as my people.
所以说接下来的经文它就讲述了这个十诫，就是这个约的一些主要的内容。
Okay, so now there are consequences when we obey and when we don't obey.
也会有如果你们顺服这个，或者是你们不顺从这个约的后果。
So to Israel, God gave this promise. If you obey, this is what's going to happen. Deuteronomy 28. If you open your Bible to Deuteronomy 28, you'll see what I'm talking about.
所以说如果我们看着这个
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
生命记的28章所说的。
So if you have titles in your Bible, it's very clear, right? 28, the first section...You have six verses that talk about, that summarize the blessings for obedience. If you obey God, this is all these good things will happen to you.
就是二十八章的一到六节，他就说了，如果你们顺服这个法律的话，这些就是会发生的一些后果。
You'll be blessed in the cities, blessed in the country, the fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, the young. You get all these blessings if you obey God.
这就是神对他们的如果他们守住这个约的话，对他们的祝福。
And up to verse 14, you get all these blessings in detail.
一直到14节都是这个具体的这样的一些祝福。
And then in starting verse 15, you have five verses that summarize the curses if you disobey God.
但从15节开始，他就说了他就详细的列出了如果这个约被破坏的话，他们会得的咒诅。
But then God gives them 49 verses after this to detail all the things that will go wrong if they disobey God.
在接下来的还有49节的经文，详细的列出了如果这个约被破坏，他们所会承担的后果。
So the generations will be wiped out, they'll be carried away from the land, they had no place to call home.
他们这个整个的一代的人都会被灭掉，然后他们也没有一个自己的国家，他们也会流离失所。
Well, it turns out Israel fails to keep their portion of the covenant.
然后 这个事实是以色列他们没有做到他和神的约。
And much of the Old Testament that we have deals with how God continually is patient with them and despite their sins.
接下来的很大部分的旧约都是讲述的神如何非常耐心的和在容忍以色列他们背弃这个约的一些详细的事件。
And for about the next 1,000 years, Israel continues to run and turn away from God.
在接下来的1000年的过程中，以色列他们继续的违背神，背离神。
And fittingly, God places them under the curse promised in Deuteronomy 28.
然后，这个神也在事实的时候。让这些惩罚临到他们身上。
Remember the first chapter of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar raises Jerusalem, captures the people.
在但以理书的第一章就看见尼布甲利撒王他征服了以色列，然后让这些民众受苦。
And for about 70 years, Jerusalem and God's temple was left desolate, empty.
然后差不多有70年的时间，神的殿在以色列的殿，他都被毁坏。
Israel was sent to Babylon in exile. The kings they had were killed.
然后巴比伦，然后以色列也被巴比伦掳去，然后被流放。
Fields are razed. Death abound due to starvation, disease, and war.
然后有很多的以色列人因为这个饥饿，因为这个疾病而死去。
Because of the sins of Israel.
这些都是因为以色列所犯的罪。
Their crops failed, their cities are cursed, and they lost their land, they lost their home.
他们的田地无产，他们的城也被别人掳去，然后他们也失去了他们的家园。
So this is where Daniel is in chapter 9. Go back to the book of Daniel, chapter 9.
让我们再看一下但以理书的第九章。
Daniel was familiar with the covenant. He has studied the Bible.
但以理他对神的和以色列的约非常的熟悉，因为他很对圣经非常的熟悉。
He also knew that the prophet Jeremiah had told the people that this exile would last about 70 years.
他熟知这个从耶利米的这个预言中熟知这个被掳流放会。持续七十年的时间。
So as he's reading, he's studying the scriptures, he comes across this passage. Maybe this one in Jeremiah, maybe something else, but here's what he sees. Something like this. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.Then you will call me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord. And will bring you back to the place from where I carried you into exile.
所以说当他在但以理在学习神的话语中，他很可能就看见了他很可能就看见了耶利米的预言，从耶利米书第29章10节到14节，耶和华如此说：为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。耶和华说：我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，是叫你们末后有指望。你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。耶和华说：我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到各处招聚了来，又将你们带回我使你们被掳掠离开的地方。这就是耶和华说的。
So Daniel in that day is old. He realizes it's about 70 years ago that he was captured from Jerusalem.
So Daniel, he was already very old, and he realized that this 70 years is 被掳去的七十年
快到了。And the setting shows us that the kingdom of Babylon is passing away.
然后他这些这些情况也是当时的巴比伦王他也是逐渐的在逝去的。
But he realizes also this prophecy doesn't automatically happen simply because of the passage of time.
但是他也知道这个神的预言他不会只是因为时间的流逝而发生。
For the exile to end and the blessings of God to come back to Israel, Israel must turn back to God, turn back to the covenant. This is the nature of God.
如果要以色列他们的流放结束，然后他们再回到身边的话，这以色列这个国家，他们必须主动的先回到神的身边。
So this is why Daniel prays.
这个就是为什么但以理他持续的他的祷告的原因。
So one thing we gather from here is that Daniel.Is responding to scripture as he prays.
所以说，这里我们看见但以理的祷告，就是他对神的经文的一种反应。
His prayer is speaking to God as part of a dialogue.
他的祷告就是像他和神的对话一样。
Daniel, as a prophet, has sometimes had direct access to God or the messengers of God as an angel. But for most times, Daniel talked to God the same way we talk to God.
虽然说但以理他作为神的先知他有的时候他其实可以直接和神沟通或者是和神的天使沟通但是他在这里他所展现的就是就像我们一般的信徒一样他因为经文通过经文和神对话
Most of the time Daniel reads the scriptures to hear what God says and he prays the scriptures back to God to speak back to God This is something we can do today without being a prophet
但以理他很多时他做的就是他读了这个神的话语然后他用神的话语在回答神和神这样的祷告这就是我们现在的信徒也可以这样
做的 And in fact, this is how we ought to read the Bible.
但事实上这就是我觉得这就是我们读圣经的一种应该有的态度
The Bible is not a textbook to satisfy your curiosity.
这圣经它并不是满足我们好奇心的这样的一种教材
It's more than an instruction book to tell us what to do.
它也它比着这些手册或者是一些工具书。
The Bible is a book to reveal to us who God is, so that we can have a relationship with God.
它比这些工具书更有更深层面的意义，就是它是我们和神交流的工具。
In the Bible, we have what we call the Old Testament and New Testament.
在这个圣经中，我们有新约和旧约。
And the word testament is another word for covenant, right?
这些约就是这新约和旧约就是另外一个神的约一样的表达。
So the Bible is the story of God as He establishes a relationship with humanity.
这个圣经就是神和人所建立的一个关系。
So the words of God must be more than what we know and what we obey. It must establish our relationship with God.
这个神的话语它并不是要我们。并不只是要我们遵守或者不遵守的一些条例，而是我们和神建立关系的工具。
And this is what happens when we respond to God's word in prayer.
这就是当我们读了神的话语，然后在祷告中回应他的话语会发生的。
As we read and study the Bible, we must ask, what is God speaking to us here? What does He want from us? What does this tell us about who He is?
当我们在读这个经文的时候，我们所要施求的就是神。这些经文告诉我们的是什么呢？神是要我们在现今的时代怎么做，或者是要我们怎么回应神
？There must be a response in action, but it has to be more than action. It has to be a response in heart and soul.
这个回应它包括了一个，就是你行动层面上的回应，但是更高的一个层面是我们的心理上要一个回应。
We must talk to God, back to God with His own words as we pray the truth of God back to Him.
我们必须要我们必须要和我们必须要和神再继续的交流，用一种神的话的形式和他继续的。
And this is exactly what Daniel does.
这就是但以理在当时所做的。
He sees the word of Jeremiah and he connects it with God's nature and God's covenant, and he prays according to God's will.
他看见了神的话语。他知道神的属性，然后他就以这些话语来为着来这样祷告。
The nature of prayer is this, right? We speak to God the best way we can to speak to God, which is with God's own word.
这个神的话语的本质就是我们对神说话，就要借着我们可以用圣经上的话语来直接的 对神回应。
Now before we look at the actual prayer, I want to look at verses verse 3.
当我们来看一下第三节。
Daniel's prayer is not a five-minute prayer that he says before breakfast and runs off.
但以理的祷告它不是一个非常仓促比如说在我们谢饭的祷告或者是一个非常短的祷告。
Daniel is truly vexed at this prophecy.
但以理他是非常的全心全意的。
He pleads with God, he fasts, he wears sackcloth and puts ashes on his head to show sorrow.
他当时是一个禁食的状态，而且他是披麻蒙灰的一个状态，然后在神的面前反映出他的一个哀痛。
Or posture prayer matters.
然后我们这个祷告的这个形式也有一定的影响。
We know God can hear us if we're wearing pajamas at home.
我们知道，虽然我们有时候穿着睡衣祷告，神也是会垂听的。
And we know that quick prayer as we go into the emergency room is sincere.
当我们在可能有紧急情况，在要进这个医院的急诊室的时候，这些祷告神也是会垂听的。
But there ought to be exceptions.
但是这也有和这些不同形式的方法。
The truth is that because we're physical beings, what we do physically matters.
因为我们人都是和物质世界联系的，所以说我们。怎么样做的这个形式其实是会影响，会影响的。
Jesus talks against the Pharisees who show outward signs of devotion without an inward devotion to God.
所以说耶稣他就斥责法利赛人，他们只有敬虔的外表而没有向神的内心。
But the outward does matter. The outward needs to matter inward.
但是我这里要强说的就是他们这个外在的形式也是重要的。
We need our outside posture to match our inside posture.
我们外在的形式要和我们要和我们的内心相匹配，相一致。
Fasting is not required.
禁食虽然不是必须的。
Falling down your knees in prayer is not required.
就双膝跪地这个形式也不是必须的。
But they are helpful.
但是他们都是一些有帮助的形式。
Postures such as this help us focus on God.
这些的形式都会让我们精力专注于神。
In kind of odd passage, Paul talks about husbands and wives.
然后在保罗他也提到丈夫妻之间。
And the one exception, he says, you can stop your sexual intimacy in order to pray.
他有一点他保罗提到的就是夫妻之间他可以牺牲彼此亲密的肉体关系。而达到他们各自定睛追求神的专注。
Because prayer requires more than a five-minute talk with God and walk away.
那些祷告都是这样的形式的祷告，就是比很快的五分钟的祷告会有效很多。
Sometimes we need times of solitude to walk away from distractions of life.
有时候我们需要安静的时间让我们有机会和神独处。
Maybe we need to turn our phones off.
我们可能需要暂时关闭我们的手机。
Maybe we need to take a journal and contemplate and put our thoughts to God.
我们可以把我们祷告时候所想的记录下来。
Writing can help us think more clearly.
把这些我们的思绪都写到纸上会帮助我们更好的理清我们的
思绪。And maybe that's why we have this prayer in our Bibles, because Daniel wrote it down to communicate to himself and to us the clear thoughts of his prayer.
所以说我们就从这个经文中读到但以理他是怎样的清理自己的思绪，怎样的专注于神的祷告。
So verse 4 starts the prayer.
所以说第四节就开始了这个祷告。
This is a prayer confession.
这是一个悔改的祷告。
And prayer confession is a very humbling thing.
这个悔改的祷告是非常的是非常的虔诚，非常的谦卑的。
Daniel knows that Israel is in this predicament because of what they did, not what God did wrong.
但以理他知道以色列在当时的情况中是因为他们这个以色列国家所做错的。
God is the one who kept his covenant of love.
而不是神他主动要给他们这些惩罚。
God
神是一个守约的神。
God is the one who is loyal to his people.
神是非常对他的子民非常信实的。
It is Israel who failed the covenant. It is Israel who sinned.
是以色列他们这个国家他打破了这个约他们犯了罪。
It is not God's fault that Babylonians overtook Israel.
巴比伦侵占以色列也不是神的过错。
In fact, God has spent lots of verses and lots of years to teach Israel that if they break the covenant, this will happen.
实际上神花了很多时间来让以色列知道如果他们破坏了这个约这些将会是他们所要受到的惩罚。
In this situation, God is proven righteous, and Israel is thrown into open shame.
在这个情况下，神他是公义的，然后以色列是会被降卑的。会。
Daniel doesn't give excuse. He doesn't make excuses for Israel.
但以理他没有为以色列找借口。
The nature of confession is to agree with God that Israel deserved what was handed to them.
以色列他们所经受的都是他们所应得的。
Verses 15 through 19, Daniel asked for God's help.
在十五节到十九节，但以理他就求神的帮助。
Once again, Daniel has a humbling attitude in his approach to God.A very humble attitude.
但以理他在和神的这个接近中，他非常一直有一种谦卑的态度。
But Daniel's not passive.
但是但以理他也并不是一直被动的。
He knows that Israel has done nothing to deserve God's salvation, but he appeals to God's own covenant and character as a basis for help.
他知道以色列虽然没有做。和神喜悦的事情，但是他所强调的是神和以色列的约。
He remembers that God is a redeemer. God has saved them from trouble in the past as He delivered them out of Egypt. Daniel appeals to God as a redeemer.
他知道神是一个赦罪的神，他是一个他但以理他对神的祷告就是求神的怜悯。
Daniel knows that God is a keeper of the covenant.
但以理也知道神他是一个守约的这样一个神。
And the blessings of Deuteronomy 28 remain if the Israel turns back to God.
所以说他知道生命记所29章所说的这些后果也会一直的持续，如果以色列他们继续的违背神的话。
Daniel asked God to act out of his mercy.
但以理所向神求的就是神的怜悯。
And he says,The reason God should act is because Israel bears God's name. They're God's people. This is part of covenant.
他向神求的就是说，因为以色列是神的子民，所以说神应该会拯救他的子民。
They're a nation of priests.
他们是祭司的国度。
If God has mercy on His people, if God relents His wrath on His disobedient people.If God makes His name known, then the whole world would be blessed.
如果神他是一个赦罪的神，如果神他是一个如果神他的怒气会他是一个赦罪的神，他一定会怜悯他的子民。
Israel would be free from exile.
以色列也会被这个流离被掳流离的情况中
They will be blessing to the nations as they witness a merciful God.It would be a blessing to nations because they will show the world that God is merciful.
通过这个神对他们的怜悯，就会展现出神的慈爱。
And God's name would be praised because He's a Father who loves the nations and desires to bring all the nations Himself.
然后神的名也会被高举，因为神他是一个对这他的国家有怜悯有慈爱的神。
What Daniel is praying is what Jesus calls us to do: to pray, "Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
但以理他所求的就像耶稣所求的一样，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在天上，愿你的旨意行在地上。 如同行在天上。
In his situation in this time, he addresses God clearly and with confidence.
在当时的情况中，但以理对神是还是很有信心的。
He does so with confidence because he's praying that God's will be done.
他的信心来于他的祷告是要神的旨意成全。
Today we're not under the same covenant as Israel.
今天我们所和神的约和当时以色列和神的约是不同的。
But we are under a better covenant through the blood of Christ.
我们的约是是和耶稣基督所建的约。
And this is why we'll take communion in a few minutes and we'll realize to remind us of our better covenant.
所以这就是我们马上要过一会儿要进行的圣餐，就是提醒我们要记住这个和耶稣的血的约。
But in many ways, we are sinful and stubborn, just like the people of Israel.
但是在很多情况下，我们都和以色列的人很相似。
We have a desperate need to confess our sins before God.
我们有罪，我们也有很大的需要来承认我们的罪。
Our sins personally and as a people of God.
我们个人的罪和我们作为神的子民的罪。
Part of our covenant with God has this promise.
我们和神的约也有这样的应许。
That if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just.And forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word is not in us.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
If we confess our sins, he will forgive.
如果我们认自己的罪，他会原谅我们的。
If we hide from our sins and do not admit we're sinners, we lack that purification forgiveness.
如果我们一直是逃避我们的罪的话，我们就会我们就不会得到这样的怜悯。
God is a God who is faithful to His word.
神是守约的神。
In our lives, we must pray the truth of scriptures back to Him.
在我们的生命中，我们必须要用这些经文来祷告。
We must do so with humility.
我们做这些是一种谦卑的态度。
But we must also do so with confidence.
我们也要一种有非常有信心的态度。
In the beginning of the sermon, I spoke about the sin of abortion in our country.
在这个讲到的最开始我讲了一些关于堕胎的事件。
And I can say with confidence that because God is a God of loyal love and a God who keeps his covenant, no sin, no matter how great, no shame, no matter how deep, is beyond his love and his mercy.
我可以非常有信心的说，因为神是一个非常守约和守他的慈爱的神，不管这些罪有多么的大，不管这些羞耻是多么的深刻。
This is true for mothers who have sinned.
这些都不会比神的慈爱和爱更大。这是对这些已经犯罪的母亲也是这样的。
And it's also true for you and me who sin deeply against God, who are shameful of our sins.
对你我来说也是这样的。
Before we knew Jesus, we were once dead in our sins.
在我们认识基督以前，我们是在罪中死的。
But now as Christians, we bear His name.
但是现在作为基督徒，我们是背负着他的名。
We are His people.
我们是他的子民。
We are a nation of priests, a kingdom of priests.
我们现在也是。祭司的国度。
In confidence, we can confess our sins and pray with Daniel.
我们应该有信心的去忏悔我们的罪，然后一起和但以理祷告。
He's bold. Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, hear and act. For your sake, my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name.
求主垂听，求主赦免。求主应允而行，为你自己不要延迟，我的神啊，因这城和这民都是 称为你名下的。
And we can pray this in Jesus' name, because Jesus is the one who died so that we may boast the throne of God.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名，因为他是为我们舍掉生命，使我们可以再次的去亲近神的这样一位神。